Thanks, Baz, and good morning to you, Steve. One of the things that Trump is known for is his attacks on people, places, even professions. For years, I was a television meteorologist, and yes, he has even attacked what I did for a living.
They're telling me about bad weather, by the way. We may have to cancel tonight. I said, are you crazy? Now, can you imagine? I learned this morning they thought you're going to have a big snowstorm, right? A big, big snowstorm. The people that get it wrong the most are the weather forecasters and the political analysts.
Maybe the official at White House Twitter account should check in with the forecaster. Last night they tweeted, first snow of the year. One problem, it was about 12 degrees at the time. No snow. Many, many tweets and retweets from Trump this morning, mainly going after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. But to me, one of the most amazing of Trump's recent retweets comes from Jenny Geis, whose profile says true American patriot, Christian, retweeted by President Trump. And her tweet reads, Lord, I'm thankful every day. Trump gives us faith. Trump gives us virtue. Trump gives us dignity. Trump gives us esteem. Trump gives us honesty. Trump gives us decency. May President Trump continue on the righteous path. Reply amen and add a comment. Spread this by retweet. And Trump did just that. In case you're keeping track, there are 294 days until the election.
Well, he certainly has his supporters, no doubt about that. Now, the field that's going to be running against him is starting to decline.
Yeah, that's right. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker has announced that he is suspending his campaign, saying, our campaign has reached the point where we need more money to scale up and continue building a campaign that can win. Money we don't have, and because the urgent business of impeachment will rightly be keeping me in Washington. At tomorrow's Democratic debate in Iowa, only six candidates will be on the stage, and Andrew Yang will be the only one there who is a person of color.